This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty. This week, we talk about smoking, the leading cause of cancer worldwide.
Barack Obama completed his first routine physical examination as President of the United States last week. Doctors reported that Mr. Obama is in excellent health. They say all evidence suggests that he will remain so during his presidency. The doctors gave the president suggestions so that he can stay healthy. One is for him to continue with efforts to stop smoking. Mr. Obama has spoken publicly about those efforts in the past. The new report shows his battle against smoking is continuing.
President Obama is not alone. More than 1 billion people around the world are smokers. Health experts have been warning about links between smoking and disease for years. Smoking kills an estimated 5 million people worldwide every year. Experts say smoking is the leading cause of preventable death, and it is the second leading cause of death after cancer. Smoking is also the leading cause of cancer. Experts say 40% of cancers could be prevented by avoiding health risks like smoking and tobacco use. Smoking also causes 42% of cases of chronic respiratory disease, including asthma, bronchitis, and emphysema. And it causes 10% of cardiovascular diseases like heart disease and stroke.
The medical research community is continually reporting reasons why smokers should stop. A recent study found that people who smoke are nearly 2 times as likely as non-smokers to develop Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's weakens or destroys memory and reasoning. In the study, researchers examined 43 published studies about the link between Alzheimer's disease and smoking. They found that smoking increased the risk of Alzheimer's developing by 1.7%. The researchers work at the University of California in San Francisco. Their findings were published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. In an earlier study, 7,000 people were observed for an average of 7 years. Each person was 55 years or older. Those who smoked were 50% more likely to develop memory loss than those who had never smoked or who had quit.
Other research has linked smoking to amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. ALS is a deadly disease affecting the motor nerves and the voluntary muscles. Last year, a study in the medical journal Neurology found smoking to be an established risk factor in developing the disease. Some of the evidence even suggested smoking may be directly responsible for ALS. Smoking also increases the risk of developing age-related macular degeneration. AMD is the leading cause of blindness among adults 50 and older. Research has shown AMD is 2 to 3 times more common among smokers than other people.
A recent study examined how smoking affects a person's risk of AMD later in life. Researchers at the University of California in Los Angeles studied nearly 2,000 women. 4% of the women were smokers. Each woman had pictures of her retinas taken at age 78. The researchers compared these retinal images with pictures taken 5 years later, when the women were 83. They studied the pictures for signs of AMD and to see whether smoking influenced the women's chances of developing the disease. The women who smoked had an 11% higher rate of AMD than the other women. In women over 80, those who smoked were 5.5 times more likely to develop AMD than the women who did not smoke. A report on the study was published in the American Journal of Ophthalmology.
Who smoke are not only hurting themselves, they also can harm non-smokers. The World Health Organization estimates that secondhand smoke kills 600,000 people each year. The International Union Against Cancer says about 700 million children breathe smoke-filled air. Expectant mothers who smoke are more likely to have babies with health problems and low birth weight. Such babies may suffer health problems as they grow.
Even after all the warnings, the WHO says 1,300,000,000 people still smoke. The number of smokers is expected to grow to 1,700,000,000 by 2025. Smoking rates have decreased in the United States and Europe, but rates have risen in other areas. WHO officials say 84% of all smokers live in developing countries. Nations in the Western Pacific Ocean have the highest smoking rates. One-third of all smokers live in East Asia and the Pacific. The area has the largest number of male smokers. It also has the fastest-growing number of female and child smokers. Every day, diseases linked to tobacco use kill more than 3,000 people in the area.
Scientists have found more than 4,000 chemicals in cigarette smoke. At least 250 of them are known to be harmful, and 50 have been found to cause cancer. They include arsenic, which can be used to kill plants and small animals. Cigarette smoke also contains formaldehyde, a liquid used to protect the look of dead bodies. As bad as those chemicals are, nicotine may be the most threatening of them all. Nicotine is a poison found in tobacco. It gives smokers pleasure and keeps them coming back for more. The body grows to depend on nicotine. Studies have found that nicotine can be as difficult to resist as alcohol or the drug cocaine. Experts say nicotine can kill a person when taken in large amounts. It does this by stopping the muscles used for breathing.
Menthol cigarettes are said to be no safer than other tobacco products. Menthol cigarettes produce a cool feeling in the smoker's throat. This may cause people to hold the smoke in their lungs longer than smokers of other products. As a result, scientists suspect that menthol cigarettes may be even more dangerous than other cigarettes. Some smokers believe that cigarettes with low tar levels are safer. Tar is a substance produced when tobacco leaves are burned. It is known to cause cancer. America's National Cancer Institute has said that people who smoke low-tar cigarettes do not reduce their risk of getting diseases linked to smoking.
So, is there any way to smoke without harming your health? The majority of available research suggests not. Smoking even a few cigarettes can be dangerous. But many of the harmful effects of smoking are reversible. They can be undone. That is why most medical experts advise people to stop smoking forever. The American Cancer Society says blood pressure returns to normal 20 minutes after the last cigarette. Carbon monoxide levels in the blood return to normal after 8 hours. The chance of heart attack decreases after 1 day. After 1 year, the risk of heart disease for a non-smoker is half that of a smoker.
There are many products available to help people reduce their dependence on cigarettes. Nicotine replacement products provide the body with small amounts of the chemical through forms other than cigarettes. The amounts of nicotine are slowly reduced over time. Chantix and Zyban are two prescription medicines that have also been shown to help smokers quit. They do not contain nicotine. Chantix works on nicotine receptors in the brain to reduce the urge to smoke. Zyban works by increasing levels of dopamine in the brain. Dopamine is a chemical that produces pleasure.
People who have quit smoking offer this helpful advice to those who want to stop. Stay away from alcohol. Take a walk instead of smoking. And avoid people who are smoking. If possible, stay away from situations that trouble you. It is not easy to quit smoking, and people never can completely control their own health. But as one doctor advises her patients, becoming a non-smoker is one way to gain control of your life.
This Science in the News was written by June Sims. Brianna Blake was our producer. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty. Join us again next week for more news about science in special English on the Voice of America.